Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode of the Crit Files, your once weekly follow-up podcast of the hit, the In at the End actual play D&D Let's Go We Play podcast.
Grav.
Yeah.
Grav.
We're on his tail. We're close.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
So close. And I will say, pretty impressed that through this entire thing, we really didn't take a lot of damage.
No.
We didn't really get into a big scrap, honestly.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I haven't taken any of my own.
It could have been really bad.
Hordes of people.
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
like, this could get really bad. We fucked those two librarians up.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do really anything to them.
I mean, I did like 40 damage.
He did a lot of damage.
I think it was between
I guess
the two
I did
of you,
Eldritch Blast one of them, so.
What's
haven't
their...
Just about 80.
I hit every attack that
I think one of the... The second one that died was like high 70s, and so I would just, you know, shave off the
I am
hit points.
I am the only one that hit Grav, and I'd like to note a piece of his armor fell off when I hit him, so his AC went down. So just a note for the
just
DM.
0.01%.
Good to know. So if you've lost some parts of your armor, your AC goes down,
but your attack goes up. Yeah, that's a problem.
Good news, my armor wasn't doing anything anyway, so
14 AC.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, what is
maybe somebody needs
armor?
To take a look at my character sheet and tell me
you
if
need
I calculated it wrong.
You just have leather armor, I imagine, because you've got a plus three dex and then plus one on the armor. Yeah.
Yep. But you clearly have better armor since we've been traveling.
No.
I mean, I haven't made it a part of the story.
It hasn't been a priority.
There are other things with your character sheet I always wonder. Like, why don't you have Hunter's Mark as a ranger?
I have favorite foe instead.
Oh. All right.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a
so
spell.
We're not being optimized.
It's a, you know,
okay.
It's a choice between.
I mean,
Hunter's Mark always feels like a
the best character possible.
Kidding.
I guess that's true.
I mean, that's what I always do, but
I'm always trying to optimize that like damage. So I'm always thinking like, ooh, plus six damage. I don't know what favorite foe does, but
plus six. Well, I mean, a d6 now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's pretty nice.
It's what Hunter's Mark should be. Is what it is. It's an inbuilt feature you can take instead of, I forget the other one.
Right.
But gives you, you know, you can.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, in the new range,
you can only do it three times a day.
So that is the
same. You can mark three people because it's your proficiency bonus.
Yeah. I don't remember.
So that's the way that the revised ranger works is that you can cast Hunter's Mark up to.
What shit were you saying?
So maybe the one he took is it's an optional boon from Tasha's.
Oh,
so it replaces favorite enemy with favorite foe.
That's cool,
and just
though.
Gives you a damage
specific
bonus.
Ways you're supposed to play right
okay, so you can't. So you do have
that's
your proficiency.
That's the right way to play this make believe game.
I was just thinking maybe we cross wires on that. So,
any other questions? I'm an open book.
We'll just optimize.
Are you still using the most basic ass like crossbow too?
Yeah. Why don't you just give us your character?
I have a dagger.
We'll
yeah, that I don't
it.
Use.
We'll,
you
we'll
use
it
to break
it.
A lock.
It's okay.
It's fine.
We're gonna
you
optimize.
Did break
we all have.
We're gonna
and
optimize.
It was really, really cool.
Like, I do think it's.
I was impressed.
I mean, the defense you have is the cloak.
Right.
He's got the cloak of displacement.
Range and cloak is kind of what I rely on
instead
of AC.
When did this cloak enter the picture?
They don't know really about that. So I have a cloak of displacement.
They don't know? You want to talk about kissing up?
I guess that's
secrets
true.
Secrets with the DM.
I guess that's true, yeah.
When did you
what?
That's
what?
That's what
from the very beginning.
You know what? Mm-hmm. He has always been like this.
My
that's his quilt.
My quilt is my cloak of displacement.
Always been like this.
I don't think I've ever heard you, though, tell Alex.
Because I haven't made it public knowledge.
He has this game.
Yeah.
This whole, he says this whole disadvantage
in this. Yeah. In this,
well,
this
that's a reminder too. And I've spilled the beans. I feel.
It's totally fine.
Oh, that's a cool idea for your quilt.
I was just waiting for somebody to ask. Because
for sure, yeah.
You're like, why does he get disadvantaged all the time?
I never heard you get.
I know it was really pretty cool, and I was like, okay, well, there's something that he has apparently.
Well, I just assumed that, like I was kind of thinking that maybe. When I wasn't listening because I was looking at my own character sheet. Like
I was definitely
blur or something.
No. Sure. No. Yeah, I was definitely thinking about what my character
I distinctly
do
remember, okay, and he says, well, because no one asked. Okay, this is bullshit. All right, because, and here's why. I remember in the last campaign when, you know, you were the genie, right, guy.
Oh, yeah, Arthur.
Yeah. Anyways, in that one, I remember distinctly asking Caleb, I go, hey, what is your class and race? Like, what are you doing? And he was like, oh, don't worry about it. And I was like, oh, okay. What are we playing this close to the chest? Like, well, for what reason? And he's like, yeah, no, I just always have this mask on. I was like, okay, cool.
Have you earned it? Have you gained the trust?
Earned it? Oh my God.
Have you earned it,
in
Dash?
In this campaign, we're friends since childhood.
Yeah.
I mean, we know.
So,
what's going
why
on.
Haven't you, my friends asked me since we got back together why I keep posing disadvantage on attackers?
I never notice it until this session. That's what I'm saying. It really stood
Thanks
out
for
as like a first
noticing me.
Next character
attention.
I make, I'm not telling you guys shit about my guy.
Honestly, what does it matter? What does
play,
it matter?
Though? Like, I wouldn't give any meta information away.
Oh,
I'd be like, yeah, I do this stuff and this stuff. And
no, it doesn't matter. I was just, how did we even get on this? I was just curious when you got the cloak, because it's literally the first time I've heard.
So it's part of when we all separated.
Yeah. It was
part of my training. Yeah, part of my training made my cloak the cloak of displacement.
So what about our cloaks? Because I died with my cloak on.
What was the magic item you got when we started?
I finally used the magic item.
You did.
Sensor.
Milo used it today.
With.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I had that cool magic sensor that repels undead people.
So that's the...
That
the
was a cool item.
Slot it filled.
Are these guys undead?
No.
We got a whole...
I'm using
people.
An undead...
Stat block
for this stuff.
So I can...
But they're not undead.
Okay.
Because they're alive followers.
I think I did try to use my boots at one point, and then I decided not to use... It was when we were fighting the guards at
the gate.
I feel
like you've used them before.
It was like the second or third session.
I think
and we
there
were
was
fighting
a
the,
point...
And I was like, no, I'm just not going to do
and
that.
And you slid
exactly.
under...
We
you slid under,
doing
you
it.
Slid under some beast's belly.
No, I can do that like anytime.
Yeah.
Oh, no, maybe the crab.
You like
maybe
no I think I just went
I think it was the guards that initial fight with the guards
and,
I think we were
I
going
didn't.
To use it but then we ended
then
up
I
not
didn't.
Doing it
I do recall yeah the guard fight
yeah and I think I was going to use it but then I didn't but I finally used it
nice
and it worked
yeah
I do have a
except I didn't make the mistake and I didn't explode my guy at the end of my turn
true.
And
he could have killed that other guy. Well, no, they've turned into a swarm.
Yeah.
They were individuals before, and now I have them acting as a...
And that caused all kinds of confusion, and I felt bad about that. And,
But it worked That's out. What it was. You guys were talking crap about my character build. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Oh.
And how my AC is only 14.
Well, that's if that's.
I
excusable.
Brought that up because that is crazy. I'm going to hit you so hard now. Watch out.
If you can hit me.
I mean, that's true. I guess 14 when you have disadvantage is like pretty okay.
That's
that's
kind
good.
Of...
It's like me taking half damage.
I would take that trade. Yeah.
How's the fire doing on the thing?
Yeah, dude.
You guys haven't seen it. So you're not sure.
You said we could talk about it.
Because you guys haven't, you know, because you might not see it.
But you said we could talk about it now.
I mean, it's still on fire.
But like...
But it...
On a scale of zero to...
It's only been a few minutes.
I mean, we can't have everything in meta.
But that was pretty good, though, right? Tell me I'm good.
You did a good job, Dash.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, you progressed the story.
I mean, you killed two librarians. That was pretty good.
I so deeply need validation.
Dash is the only one that's done anything
this
whole episode.
Yeah, I didn't hit a single person.
I didn't feel like a good barbarian by not initiating the combat. That kind of made me feel bad, but...
Well,
I was the first one out of the out of the warehouse.
You did murder some civilians, though.
I didn't murder. Well, they
One is dead.
One is dead.
And
one
what happened dead. With my bonfire?
I think two
down
are
there.
Dead. I didn't want them to.
It's like murder two, like hey. Reckless. Yeah. Reckless
it's
murder.
Manslaughter. It's manslaughter.
Yeah, yeah. Can of fish on the stairs?
Oh, can of fish on the stairs? That trips somebody.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
when we were thinking about ways to light our arrows on fire, can of fish would have been good. We could have just skewered a like fish on each arrow.
Is the fish flammable?
Well, the oil
the
is.
The oil is.
Yeah.
Is it really?
100%. Yeah,
you guys were just...
100%. You say that.
You're down
so
with
sure.
that.
Of
that
course,
fish oil is
of
flammable.
Course
I have not said yes to this.
But manure's not flammable?
Manure's not flammable.
No.
It is flammable.
It's
open
not,
it,
though.
Fertilizer.
They build
like
bombs out of
fertilizer.
I like manure on
fertilizer's
fire
like chemically flammable.
Well,
like if you apply pressure and heat to it.
I just want
to
remind you guys.
Also, this is Haven, not this world.
Okay.
Oh, I'm gonna remember
so
that
physics,
one.
Physics
that.
Be damned.
Yo, why did I even bother with 100%. Fucking Pythagorean's theorem?
I'm a halfling.
Math exists.
I'm a halfling with 8 intelligence, so you shouldn't ever listen.
Oof.
To me.
Yeah.
So. Wow, that explains so much.
I didn't spend much time in school. You guys remember I was always trying to get out of classes.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that was the first thing your character did.
Let's get out of class.
Yeah. Yeah. You tried to lead like a student rebellion.
Yeah, I tried to
leave.
Get everybody, but you guys came with me.
Come on,
so
guys.
That was good enough.
And Brooch.
And Brooch. Yeah.
And everything went to shit after that.
I like how split up the group was.
That was terrible.
Yeah. With this, I loved it. I think it came together really well.
Yeah,
I love how Dash was like, "Sweet, I'm gonna get in," and went in the window, and it's like, "Shit, this isn't the."
I was like, "God damn it, it's not even the right building." Yeah, that's what I was trying to run around in my goddamn orbs.
But also that was
cool doing it.
That was a killer killer move. Your summon steed out of nowhere.
I don't know why that made me think about Elden Ring so much.
Oh, sure, jumping
on Torrent.
Oh man. So is this steed like one that you have on call, or is it just you call a nearby steed to you?
Yeah.
No, the fine like... steed spell is just basically you summon this mount and you can pick what kind it is.
Kind
it
of
is
like Elden Ring.
Find familiar.
Yeah, it's like find familiar. Okay, so it could be like a mastiff, you know? Okay. That's one of
Dark Age of Camelot had a similar.
It's like a paladin thing?
Dark Age of Camelot, what
it's a paladin spell.
Yeah, it's a paladin spell.
Other classes can take it.
Yeah, it's fun.
How long has it been
I summon Fine Steed and I jump on.
Since Grav left and then we've gotten up to the top of the stairs where we
not
paused.
Very long.
In like real time.
Getting up the stairs, you know, a few minutes.
So the question is, would my Hexblade's curse, I mean, I wasted it on that guy. I cast it and then, I guess I did 3 damage, but so it's off now.
How long does it last?
1 minute.
Oh, it's just 1 minute?
Yeah.
Then it's off for sure. Yeah. Damn.
Oh, that's something. Potentially, I could have kept my rage a little bit longer if I had my dad's ring, but I don't have my dad's ring.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do then?
I gave it back to him.
Yeah, because he severed all...
Mistake. You should have given it to me when I really made the pitch for it back in the island.
I told him to give it to my brother, who I have never named and don't actually know anything about.
Cool.
Actually, I might
when you guys tell me about family members, like, do I know that one?
It might have been my... No, I do have a sister.
You have a sister.
And she is a named sister. I told him to give it to her.
You know what?
Yeah. She hot?
How is Simon an only... Simon has to have, like, a dozen siblings.
Yeah. I think Simon has a lot of cousins.
Oh, yeah.
But he's an only child. Oh.
Why?
Oh, that says a lot about
Maybe
Simon.
I'm with, like, human parents that adopt, like...
No,
at the shelter.
We all just disagreed with you. Yeah. No.
I've been fixed.
No,
I've been fixed and adopted.
I don't know why.
Where's your character sheet? Let us fix it.
We're gonna write your background.
having a lot of cousins.
I'm not saying I'm an orphan. Okay, I'm not going that way.
No,
I'm
just.
But I now that we think about it, I do feel like you have a lot of only child energy.
Yeah, he's definitely he is an only.
I mean, that's
has a lot of cousins.
That's how it's been played. That's how it's been played, and so I think maybe you're right, but it just doesn't make sense to me. Like when a cat gives birth, it's
so
but these
not
are tabaxi.
Cats.
This is Haven.
No, in my mind,
we talk a lot about how they're cats, right? Yeah. But
they're humanoid cats.
They're just people. They're just folk.
Yeah, could you? I guess. Imagine
they don't have
giving
litters.
Birth to several
right. I don't think
humanoid
that's
cats
the case
at one time.
You know, that's not a hard and fast rule that tabaxi have a litter. You know, I think
be.
They're humanoid.
Well, then
they have
even
whatever
I do
makes
think
sense
it could
for
be
the story in that moment.
Yeah, yeah.
It could be kind of a similar idea if like your parents had a bunch of big litters, but then you were the only one in your litter.
I'm
the
grunt.
Only one that survived.
Ooh,
I ate the rest.
All the other babies.
Just that's why
had.
He was so willing to kill people at Quilton when we were escaping.
That's true.
People,
guys,
you don't know. You haven't seen my sheet. You don't know what's.
That's true. We don't know.
He's the Dark Urge in Baldur's Gate 3.
There's a hunger inside Simon.
Interestingly, though, I think that would make all... Like, there's 3 of us that are only children. You don't have a sibling.
I mean, not that I know of. I mean, my mom could have been a real...
Whoa.
I mean, you know,
yeah.
My dad.
That's Ace's mother you're talking about.
My other mother.
I did, yeah, because I think Ben's an only child because I
Yeah, there's a lot of... Yeah, we're only children.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as I know.
I definitely made an effort to
I kinda
not
played
be
the
an only child.
Thing,
like, it was one of those
what?
Things where it's like, I'm not going to be an only child.
Yeah.
It makes sense if I'm an only child because it's like, you know,
mom's
in the church. It's like she had this one night kind of thing with a mysterious
celestial.
Stranger. Mm-hmm. Celestial. So it wouldn't, you know.
What race is your mom? I thought I knew,
Alex.
But now I'm not sure.
I thought
sure.
she was human.
I thought she was a dwarf.
I thought she was really? Human.
But no, you were my mom's you were a dwarf. Like human.
No, she's human. Human. And okay. My dad would have been Asimar.
Divine of some sort.
Divine of some sort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The spirit which came upon her.
Let's just say that okay, she no, wanted that's some what, of that's that.
That's what
Asimar.
I was thinking. That's what I was thinking.
I pictured her as a dwarf.
That's my
just
mom.
In mind.
Just
innocent
that's
right, yeah.
In my mind, I pictured her as a dwarf.
That's just,
like when
that's
we were
just,
when we were rescuing her and stuff.
Well,
that's just
she's not.
Cleric
she's
prejudice.
Human, so stop. Prejudice. Stop fantasizing out loud. I'm not prejudiced. She could have been a dwarf. She could have been a dwarf. Fine. You want her to be a dwarf? She's a dwarf. She's a little dwarf lady. Little dwarf lady.
No, no.
Little dwarf lady.
No, we only have one dwarf mother in this group, and it's mine.
Okay, she's a human, then. She's a human.
Okay. He's human. Yeah.
That's
what I thought. But for some reason, I had elf in my head, too, and I was like, is that an elf? No. Mm-hmm. Human.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I don't know if I really ever even specified.
Okay.
Ace's whole family? Halflings. All halflings.
Just, wow.
Why are you so adamant about that?
I'm just saying.
Hey, Ace's family, we keep the bloodline.
It's all halflings.
Only halflings for us.
It's kind of a thing.
Yeah. If they get over 4 feet tall, we kick them from the family tree.
No mixing here.
I do think that's very much a dress cue thing. Like that yeah, family that is like, sense. You know, they
wait, so is dress cue a halfling?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God! I imagine
anytime
as a
I've
human.
Oh, I would have punted that guy
I've
off.
Mentioned a dress cue, they've been a halfling.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're totally like one of these noble families. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they suck. And Ace doesn't suck because he's cool. But
no, he just sucks for different reasons.
I mean, his family.
Oh no, he sucks. He just sucks for very different reasons.
I love to just be like, I'm gonna punch you just. Just don't.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had so much fun playing these followers and like breaking the social contract that we have of like, oh, you guys can say your things and I'll let you say it. And then I'm just interrupting.
Yeah.
These guys, you know, they don't.
And they respond in a way that almost makes sense. Like,
yeah.
Like,
no, like, no.
No,
it's
but Grob said
no,
this.
This way. Come on.
That,
yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
No.
Like, I'm going to go talk to Grob.
Not yeah. almost yeah. makes. It makes sense.
I'm
yeah. It makes
punch
sense,
you.
Alex. Everything you've done makes perfect sense. To
everything
me.
I know.
And then I have to punch
turn his mic off. Yeah.
But I enjoy punching innocent civilians.
Next yeah. episode, it's a I good have time. Two magical moles.
And that's, you know, that was kind of the big thing for this that I wanted to do was like. It's not going to be the guys you want to hit that are going to be in your way.
Yeah.
It's going to be these people
and
that,
that sucks.
Something's happened to them.
It doesn't
yeah,
bother
sure,
Simon,
yeah.
apparently.
And we know because we've experienced
it. Right.
All of
like other
bugs.
People wouldn't
so, like,
know.
We know that they are not bad people. They're not, they're just, yeah, a little confused by these bugs.
We're not murder hobos, right?
No.
Okay.
You started that way.
Well,
but yeah, I don't
was,
think so anymore.
Yeah.
I think,
mean,
yeah.
I did murder a civilian too. Mm-hmm. I think there was two.
We've had a few desperate like
not two. I think it was just one.
Was just
they became
one.
A swarm, and so they have a whole. They have much more. You know, it's not individual damage happening on them.
Yeah.
Well,
so, yeah.
That's good. At least
only one of them. The other ones might die in the confusion. Who knows?
I didn't have the intention to kill them, and I specifically said my frump would not kill them. So.
Right.
The frump's got a
I am not a murder hobo.
And yeah, you weren't. Hitting him with your weapons, you were hitting him
I
just
punched
you were just punching him.
I punched him.
Yeah.
To
I
death.
Know. I also I'm not sure why I instantly, I
oh, you should have added your
rage
drink
to
yeah,
the punches.
For
yeah.
sure.
Oh, is that the plus two you were talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm also not sure what it says that I instantly imagined that it was like body horror at the end with like Corgan and Dorgan being the bartender.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
I was like convinced. I was like, no, you killed our friend.
We like harvested some
yeah,
wolf heads, right?
That was kind of what my thought was because
yeah.
they took the like robot
the
bar
the steel,
guys.
Yeah,
yeah.
The steel.
Oh, right, right.
About yeah, that like oof.
Cyber dogs,
you know.
Yeah,
yeah. I assumed what you guys were gonna do was to sneak in and pretend to be.
It crossed my mind.
The followers,
for sure. Yeah,
that would have made sense.
And so the idea would have been to have grab,
that was a
like
plan.
Have a speech yeah. for everything. That was the one thing I was sad we didn't do.
Oh.
I tried
do
to
you
get a
say
little
it
bit of into it.
Do you want
to
say it now?
No. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you. I mean, the big thing was like. He was going to be very very thankful to everyone and say they had a week to do all this stuff before Alistair gets here.
Right.
But also apologetic because he found out you guys were here, and to tell them to tell a librarian if they see you guys, and then list all of your names, you know.
We
Ebenezer Coleman,
really
Adrian
guys,
Whittaker,
huh?
Simon Monroe, Valen Blackwood. Give the races, and then it'd be like, if you guys are here or something, it's like, okay, now are you gonna hide or what are you gonna do?
Yikes.
That
would have been.
That was
cool.
The scene that
that's
we,
a video
we didn't
game
quite get
scene
to.
Right there.
Yeah. Oh, for
yeah,
sure. Yeah,
that would have been cool, but I liked our chaotic.
I think
approach.
What you guys did
throw
was so
shit,
much
cover
better.
Javelin up and then yeah. Run in.
I don't know.
I love the idea of you guys sitting on the roof and all of a sudden you're oh. Like, guys, what should we?
yep.
No. Well, surely that was another flaming javelin.
That was a I don't think
he would have done that without talking to us first, right?
That was something funny. It was like Ace is like, nah, Val's street level headed.
That was funny. I like that.
I'm glad. Though
laugh.
Because we were all kind of struggling, like we wanted it to go, we mm-hmm. wanted it to set this thing off, but
yeah,
none
I had
of us
a rocky,
knew quite how to,
you know, we talk about this a couple times where one of the things that was hard about playing remotely was like getting into the like that flow state, that like hypnosis mm-hmm. when you're playing mm-hmm. much easier in person, but yeah.
I think that's what I kind of gave Dash when I was like, oh, his character wouldn't do that.
Right.
And it just kind of like
that's such a fun prompt too, because yeah. Then it's like, well, now I gotta
well
oh, okay well.
But that was the thing, I was so scattered at the start of this because somebody was like texting me something important, and I was like, and so I was like, so like, wait, oh crap, okay, yeah, we got to move this forward. And then I was like, I was slowing us down by like being so scattered, and it took me until literally until we started running through the thing to really get present for it and like get zeroed in on like mm-hmm. what I was doing, because, you know, that's one of the things, like when you're role playing, you're trying to think about that, you know. Yeah. You don't think about like being present for those moments, like, you know, we talk about it a lot, but
it's definitely, yeah, it's a balance between those two things of like preparing what you want to do,
yeah,
knowing what's going on, and then also being in the moment and like
reacting,
taking those cues
and reacting.
Yeah.
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 Because you want to have both. You want to be able to react to the fun things that are happening, and you want to be able to,
you want
to, you know,
give,
know what you're doing.
You
with
want
your
to give
D&D
fun
rules
for other people to do too.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
I was
create those opportunities for something cool to happen.
I was really stoked when we saw Grav that I was like, you know, I was hoping for like a really fun little back and forth conversation, but
you might get your chance.
Well, I know we will.
It's probably gonna happen.
I was like,
we had to kill some dogs, and then
yeah,
it was cool that I got to blast him a little bit, and then he ran off.
Mm-hmm.
You did hit him.
I think that happened while I was in the restroom. I think
it was like my
so
first thing.
Mm-hmm.
You hit some of his armor.
I Eldritch blasted him, and yeah, he just described it being cool, and I didn't actually break.
I'll listen,
off, but.
Took like a shoulder pad off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do think
out of his blazer.
When we get up to
well,
go fight him.
Armor. They've all got plate armor is the thing. Like they they are, you know, they're well armored. They're paladins.
Yeah, I didn't like that. Because they all, I mean,
it doesn't, yeah, it didn't really matter.
I think I rolled like a 16 or something to hit.
Yeah, and 18 AC with plate armor.
I was a little miffed about that.
I got a plus 8.
A plus 8.
No, 7. Plus 7.
To hit?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
I think I had a plus 6.
I hit pretty easily.
Mm-hmm. I have that for my spells.
Oh, your weapon does a thing now.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. You just, you know,
I'll
try it out. Try it out.
I've been hitting with it today. So.
Oh, yeah. Just, you know, whenever you want to, you know, just pull the ripcord on that and try it out, as long as there's some enemies nearby. We'll make it work.
Like a swarm of...
Do we need to worry
swarm
about...
Swarm of guys would be great all with it, yeah. Okay.
Do we need to worry about friendlies being nearby?
No.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. I always hate it when that happens.
For sure. Like, no, I knew. I was thinking about that. I'm like, no, that's
try
a
out,
bad
Milo.
Idea. Just put a centered fireball. Yeah. But no, I've got something. It does a big thing.
That's exciting.
Wow, big.
I want to do it.
You know. Can we know the quantity, like per day recharge rate?
Once a day.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's real big. Then.
How many enemies can it hit?
A few. Whoever's in an area.
How big is the area?
We're getting too specific.
Is the area bigger
I think it'll be fun when it happens.
Stop when we get to that area size. Yeah.
It casts darkness.
It's not
is it
not
within
crazy?
Is it within melee range?
We're getting
because
too,
that
getting
would be different.
Let's, we'll, we'll get to it. We'll
should,
get to it.
Should I have cast fog or not?
No,
no,
never.
No. Yeah, definitely. Okay. Don't
I
think you're fine.
I feel like fog is a sneaky thing, or a running
in order
away
to
thing.
Sneak.
This fog rolls through.
So does it not convey disadvantage?
If
to people.
So,
like,
so
if my buddies are trying to get, maybe
it's
for
obscured.
Like, range.
Like, if you're in it, then people are blind,
right?
And so you can't target them. Or if you can target them, they're going to have disadvantage. So
I feel like it's like similar to darkness, isn't it?
It's pretty much the same thing,
right?
Yeah, except
just, except there's some
apparently
there's some people that can see
fog
in
cloud
too.
Though is a level. Wait, is it a level 2 spell?
I don't think so.
No, it's a level 1 spell, yeah, right? So what the hell? My level 2 spell is the same as your level 1 spell. I feel like I'm being ripped off.
But mine's a 20-foot. Cube?
Nobody
or
can
20
see
foot
within
something
it
or other
in fog though, but you can see within.
Yeah,
well, that's a warlock those thing specifically.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just for me. Yeah, mine's I don't know
because what I was thinking was like, while we're
radius
messing
even,
with
so
this door, keep them scrambling. And I was thinking like, if they don't know who they're grappling up with, mm-hmm, like
might
that,
get tangled with each other.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of that's why I was thinking about casting it, but then everyone was like, that
no,
doesn't do anything.
No, mm-hmm, it was a good idea. I just think it's about the way that you're going to cast it. Like, yeah, you were thinking about casting it out there where they would then just...
No, no, right, no, no. I wanted it to be like mid or towards... basically what you described, like I wanted it to be on the group immediately around us and back from
right
there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would have been good, personally.
But
that's just me. I'm the guy that casts darkness. Yeah.
But also then
I like
those people
the
just take
on
one step forward and then they're out of it. Yeah. And it's like, what good is that?
Well, yeah, but that's because there was walls in the way, though, I think, too. So you
yeah, were, it was like a weird corridor.
Yeah, I'm not sure I understood
yeah,
the layout very well.
Place. In essence, where you were was the very back end of the room where that door is. And so it's like a balcony that goes to the side and then forward. So it's the like narrow end. So everything was like crammed by the door.
So they'd be bumping into each other trying to find us.
Yeah.
No, I didn't think it was
same,
a bad idea. It's
same kind
a...
of thing. It's yeah, you know, to try and impose disadvantage, try and obscure things, yeah, try and slow things down so it gives you opportunities to do other things.
I was tempted to use that several times, like going up the stairs and like those kind of things, but also web. I have web, and I almost thought keep the other librarians from coming up.
And web's a pretty big area too, so mm-hmm, it still could be useful.
Yeah, but
I mean, it's good that you have
I still have them.
I mean,
I still have them now.
I did it with Grease, so
yeah, yeah,
yeah. I think it's good that you still have them going into the boss fight. So
I figure burn a can of fish.
Yeah,
that doesn't cost me anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I imagine the
because they do burn
the mud.
Apparently,
is like this really nasty black sludge from like the area that I escaped from. And those.
Oh yeah, it's full of all kinds of organic stuff.
Yeah,
it's like that.
It's bad.
It's that soil from the Aztec times that you can just put anywhere and it'll replenish the microbiome.
Ah! Gross.
Yeah, because that's where those boots are from.
Like a stool
like when I
transplant or whatever.
Exactly, yeah. Because that's kind of that's how I imagine that area. It's just this very, life-rich place.
Yeah. It's gross.
Yeah. The thickest swamp you can imagine.
And my boots are just constantly in that mud.
Why didn't we ever notice this before? Where you,
it's been there.
Bro.
It's been
just disgusting.
Watch your step around the boat.
No, these boots are going to come in handy one day, guys.
Trust
it sounds
me,
like
guys.
His socks are always soggy. Like, oh, God.
He just has trench foot all the time.
Oh.
Well, where do you think the mud comes from?
What?
I did enjoy
just
all the
full
poop talk
mushrooms
and,
coming
and
out.
And Val coming back
I'm,
with his.
You know, I thought we moved past
fecal
that. And I,
obsession.
And hopefully we move past it again.
No, no.
Yeah,
I feel like we need to keep it.
I don't think you can set shit on fire, guys.
Just, you can, though.
But, like, not a fresh shit. You can't take a lighter to your dookie.
There's only one way to settle this.
I mean, have you ever been on YouTube?
Let's close.
There's
this
only
out.
One way to settle.
I don't know.
It.
We gotta go solve this. Let's
you
put
can,
it on,
but
let's
you
put
can
it on Twitter,
fart
guys.
Onto a lighter.
That's different.
But what if it's a wet fart?
What if it is?
You put it
what
out
do you
immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What? You can't light
it shit on fire? It says the big problem with poop is that it has a fairly high water content. Therefore, you can't just light it on fire.
But to be fair.
But this is fantasy.
I thought we were in Haven.
When was the last time
we said that we drank water?
Also, it's my poop.
I take care of that for you. Oh.
It's my poop. I'm very dehydrated all the time. And he's dehydrated poops.
He's like not even alive.
Yeah, yeah.
It's basically just pure methane coming out of me.
And have you seen cat poop? It comes out real dry.
How do you think vampires float? I actually, though, I was under the impression the whole time that we weren't like talking about extracting our own shit. Like somebody said, let's look for fertilizer. Yeah. Yeah. So I assumed we were looking for dried, like, no. Ground up poop compost.
I was thinking there were sacks of fertilizer. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the warehouse.
Talking about just like chemically available. Yeah. Just chemically available nitrogen is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That is like highly processed.
But
and
we
requires technology.
We were in
but
the warehouse. But before nitrogen fertilizer, poop would have been the fertilizer.
Yeah. And this is what you do is you just take a bunch of organic matter and let that decompose over the winter.
This is the warehouse where they let it all decompose. It's right by the inn.
No, you have it on the field itself.
Makes sense.
And also, there's not a farm nearby.
But that what is the what is true. The city it's, do
we're surrounded
with its
by
poop?
Desert.
What does the city do with its poop?
We were just in the sewers.
It goes into the sea.
Yeah. We weren't in the sewers. We were in a ferry tunnel.
The ferry tunnel is connected to the sewers.
Whoa, hey, my action figure comes with a QR code I can scan to watch the Final Faction cartoon.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's like a whole thing. Remember, somebody got a comic book.
It's a whole mythos. That's what we got to do someday is just
watch all these movies
in Final Faction.
Oh, gosh.
You know?
Honestly,
I guess it's
impressive.
We've got the minis.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Scary. This has got to be a war game.
You should see his head move. Like, look at. Oh. See that?
But that's the thing. This is like the Dollar Tree, like mythology.
Is the Dollar Tree Marvel Cinematic
Universe? Season 3. Yeah. Season 3 will be based solely off of what we've pulled out of the bag.
Yeah, that's right. There you go.
Like
that's weird.
Instead
I actually
of
won't be available to play.
It's just us pissing on drug tests and taking yellow jacket pills.
Oh wait. Okay. You know what? I'm back in. You pulled me back, dude.
You know what else? I think I saw that the Dollar Tree had like really cheap like booze samples of like, you know, that fake liquor stuff.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's actually where I get most of my liquor.
Oh my
God. Dude, a couple of those and some yellow jackets. Oh, it's going to be a stellar night, dude.
It's Valentine's Day. Better pop my...
Dude, it's time to get romantic, babe. Yeah. We're going to throw dollar shots and yellow jackets. Anyways, on that...
Yeah, that's a good place to end it.
This is probably the longest crit file.
It's very long.
With the least amount of useful.
Go to... Guys, we'll be back. We'll be back on Monday to follow up, see what happens with this whole grav situation. Until then, go to dndpodcast.org. Support us, follow us, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts on your favorite podcast platform. Check out our blog over there as well. Go to bit.ly/humbleinn. Buy yourself something fancy on humblebundle.com and help us keep the lights on. Otherwise, you can also go to patreon.com/in at the end, and you can always grab your sword and keep on adventuring.